Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
511 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. And you're probably asking yourself, is this weather going to hang around all weekend like this? Well, Austin Price, coming up
in a loaded question.
Just a few minutes from now, he will be dissecting the weather and the traffic information for you. I could say pop-up showers for the rest of the weekend, just to be safe to cover me.
At least that, yeah.
I think that's a safe thing to say. Anyway, Austin's going to be checking this out in a couple of minutes on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead, dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, let's start off. Due to new scientific data, the U.S. Navy is pursuing another round of sampling private drinking water wells in designated areas surrounding local military bases. It's part of the Navy's continuing effort to investigate and address health concerns and mitigate off-base PFAS contamination. Exposure to that could increase the risk of higher cholesterol levels, higher blood pressure in pregnant women, and, in fact, some cancers. Captain Chandra Newman, commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, saying this process is about mitigating damage caused by DOD's use of PFASs.
And the Pensacola City Council has adopted a Vision Zero policy that's designed to eliminate all traffic deaths and severe injuries by 2035. Vision Zero takes the approach that every traffic fatality is preventable and that road design can play a role in preventing it. Councilman Casey Jones said that since the plan was adopted, engineers and traffic planners have to factor in the Vision Zero program into their designs anytime the city does a road project.
All right, and here we go for the last item on the agenda. The future of the Bay Center going to take center stage during next week's BOCC meeting. Scambia commissioners are considering different options to upgrade the center at varying levels of cost. Mayor Reeves has offered to have the city pay for a district master plan. The commission is considering the idea of forming a subcommittee to oversee the planning process. Reeves says the county will discuss having a joint city council and county commission meeting. That will happen on May 15th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Santa Rosa County commissioners have voted to extend the rural protection zone by 4 miles. Commissioner Rhett Rowell advocated strongly for this change. And while the proposal received backing, some commissioners, including Colton Wright and Kerry Smith, raised concerns about whether simply moving the protection line would have a meaningful impact. A workshop is planned to discuss potential changes to the zoning rules.
All right, 513 News Radio 92.3. Something went terribly wrong Thursday night on Pensacola Beach. An unidentified person died after Scambia Fire Rescue and EMS teams were dispatched to a drowning call at Flounders on Quiet Water Beach. Happened around 8:30. Scambia deputies and the Coast Guard were notified and assisted after the person was discovered in the water. EMS confirmed the fatality at 10:13 last night.
And this weekend is the annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. You can put food by your mailbox and your mail carrier will pick it up as they make their rounds. MANA Executive Director Dee Dee Flounlacker says that they'll have volunteers at the post office to help sort donations as they come in, and that it's an opportunity to make a real difference in our community. They're looking for canned goods, vegetables, tuna or chicken, and fruit. Peanut butter is also an item in high demand at their pantries.
Well, getting to Houston just got a little bit easier. Spirit Airlines announcing two nonstop service flights between Pensacola and Houston. Spirit says the new summer seasonal nonstop service starts July 9th and will be operating twice a week on Wednesday and Saturday. This makes a total of 5 nonstop flights from Pensacola for Spirit.
And the city of Pensacola taking up a child care initiative. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is working to help parents with child care access issues and that the goal is to increase the quantity, quality, and affordability of child care in the city. The initiative will aim to increase the number of child care centers and help existing child care providers expand their businesses. Work begins with a child care summit later this month where nearly 40 child care experts will gather to discuss problems and attempt to come up with solutions.
515, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see. Well, first of all, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor by texting radio to 83393. We've got some minor backups. If you are getting off of I-110 near the Bay Center in downtown Pensacola, we had a PSC graduation going on, but it looks like that traffic is lessening. However, it's being made up for on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Got some heavy congestion in that area. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we also have an accident confirmed at the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway. Got some backups on both streets there. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 71 degrees. Going to be a low of 68 tonight with those high rain chances lingering. There are going to be rain chances on both Saturday and Sunday, but they are going to be significantly lower than they are right now. And highs are going to be just below 80 with lows in the high 60s.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida Forest Service reporting a significant increase in fires this season. Today, a brush fire in Miami-Dade County leading to the closure of all north and southbound lanes coming out of Highway 1 out of the Keys. Stretch and Card Sound Road have also been closed in both directions. You know, these two roads, by the way, Stretch and Card Sound, they are critical routes into and out of the Florida Keys. So if you're heading south, maybe for the weekend or so, just be aware maybe some disruptions in your travel once you get into far South Florida. While we're talking about the fire service, cuts to the Federal Forest and Park Service workforce, leaving wildland firefighting crews short-staffed. Gary Baumgarten has more on it.
That, according to fire officials in Washington State and Oregon, this as it is anticipated that this year will be an active wildfire season. Forest Service staffing levels were cut in February during Elon Musk's DOGE attempts to reduce federal spending, although a judge ordered them reinstated. The fire officials say many did not come back. The Interior Department maintains firefighting funding is not in jeopardy. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And also, today is the 45th anniversary of one of the darkest days in Florida's history. 35 people were killed when the freighter known as Summit Venture hit a bridge in a driving rainstorm. The impact took out more than 1,200 feet of the southbound span, and the new Skyway Bridge opened 7 years later at a cost of about $244 million.
Have you been across that bridge down in Tampa?
I don't believe so.
Very frightening.
Really, it's an intimidating sight.
Well, it's the angle going over this bridge. It is scary. Just say it's scary. Hey, listen, among potential GOP candidates for Florida governor in 2026, U.S. Representative Byron Donalds leads First Lady Casey DeSantis by about 19 percentage points, 44% to 25%. Donalds' support came after President Trump had endorsed him before the Trump endorsement. Mrs. DeSantis was statistically tied with Donalds at 29%. The margin of error in the survey, it was conducted, by the way, just not long ago, May 5th through 7th, is about 2.77%.
And just to make you jealous, there's a new multimillionaire in Florida. A lotto ticket worth $8.75 million was sold at a convenience store in Jacksonville Beach. The winning numbers for the quick pick were 1, 8, 12, 24, 33, and 47. J&J Food Store will also get a small stipend once the once the winner comes forward.
Listen, it's all about money, man. I would love to be on the receiving end on that one. A pair of bills that sought to tackle Florida's ongoing affordability housing crisis did not make it through the legislative session. Senator Gates sponsored Senate Bill 184 that would have required local governments to allow accessory dwelling units, or they call them ADUs, onto a single-family residence. A similar House companion bill that was House Bill 247 was approved by the House.
All right, 519. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the top stories happening across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
To all the moms out there, we want to wish you a terrific Mother's Day today. Without you, none of us would be here. On this day and all year long, we appreciate the matriarchs of our families. We appreciate you for the meals that you prepare, the wisdom that you provide, and most importantly, the love that you display in so many different ways. Moms, we honor you today, and we recognize that your service to our family is a wonderful ministry of sacrifice. Moms, thank you for teaching your children to obey. Thank you for building confident children. And most importantly, to the Christian moms, thank you for teaching your children in accordance with Deuteronomy 6 to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. We love you. Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hi, this is Adana from Mathnasium. Mathnasium is thrilled to join the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 9. If you have school-aged kids, you won't want to miss this. Whether your child is catching up, keeping up, or ready to get ahead, Mathnasium has a solution tailored just for them. We're not just teaching math, we're changing lives through it. I can't wait to dive into the world of Mathnasium with you on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Take care, Grandma.
Okay, baby. Don't forget to let me know the second you get there.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. And of course I do. I'm his grandma. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. You could see it was a wound inside, post-traumatic stress disorder. My T couldn't sleep. He was angry all the time. He felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about this group, Wounded Warrior Project, people helping warriors like T. So I figured, who better to help my grandson than people who could understand what he'd been through? Now, I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again. So I figured they must be good people.
One out of every five warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the feud between the governor, who wants property tax cuts, and the House, who wants property tax cuts and a sales tax cut. Which proposal makes more sense? Having a new pope who is from the United States of America, from Chicago of all places, very interesting. Talked about the significance of that. And the Escambia County Commission approved $25 million to put artificial turf on the John R. Jones fields. Did they do enough due diligence? Does the math work? Listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Let me set this story up for you because it has been one crazy day, especially if you live in the New Jersey area. Well, today, earlier this morning, a bus of detainees was entering the security gate of Delaney Hall Detention Center. Now, this is in Newark, New Jersey. A group of protesters, get this, who was these protesters, including two members of U.S. Congress, Robert Menendez Jr., and Bonnie Watson Coleman, then go ahead, throw the mayor in of Newark, Raz Baraka. Raz Baraka now is sitting in a jail room. He's a jail cell. They arrested him. The other two jumped in cars and ran, but it was a crazy day in New Jersey. Here's what happened.
We will not stand for anybody getting in the way of getting rid of criminals in this country. It's very simple. Unfortunately, the mayor has publicly for 3 days been saying that he's going to break in, eventually did break in, was given multiple opportunities to remove himself.
Okay, 524. Boy, the afternoon's sliding by, isn't it, Austin?
Yeah, we're almost halfway done here.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, we are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed for the day, but down for the week as investors remain cautious ahead of highly anticipated trade talks slated for this weekend in Switzerland between the U.S. and China. The president is floating the idea of bringing tariffs on Chinese imports down to 80% from their current 145% rate, but he said it'll be up to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Shares of the Magnificent Seven stocks were mixed, with Tesla stock rising over 4%, adding to yesterday's gains, with the EV maker stock up for a third straight week. The Dow winners, Boeing, Chevron, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, United Health, Salesforce, and Amgen. The Dow falling 119 points. The Nasdaq up a point. S&P 500 lower by four. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price looking at the weather and kind of giving you an update on whether you need to go jump in the boat this afternoon. And local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah. And
I mean that because it's raining like crazy.
I was
right
about
now.
To say, in all seriousness, if you cannot get in your car, I would
good
support
advice.
That. Yes. Yeah, because it is pouring where we are in the heart of Pensacola. We do have an accident reported at the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway. Very heavy congestion on Michigan traveling westbound. Also had some issues on Pine Forest Road. Worse than usual traveling northbound passing the intersection with 9 Mile Road. And we had some backups if you were traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards 10 Mile Road, but that has seemingly lessened. Last major spot's going to be if you are traveling westbound on I-10. This is going to be if you are passing Highway 29 and heading in the direction of Pine Forest Road. That's exit 7. We do have some backups there that reach for a pretty long while. As for the weather, 71 degrees, of course, very rainy. Low of 68 tonight. Saturday and Sunday could be wet as well, but not as bad if so. And highs are going to be just a little bit under 80.
527, News Radio 92.3. I want to, if you don't mind, racking up 1706 for me on this one.
Sure.
This is a story where we're following very closely for you today. FAA administration officials saying air traffic controllers for Newark, New Jersey, not only are they having problems politically in Newark, but they got a problem with the airport. They lost contact with planes again this morning. Happened early this morning. Tanya J. Powers has more.
The FAA says the incident that happened just before 4 o'clock in the morning is similar to what happened on April 28th, another 90-second telecommunications outage in Philadelphia, where air traffic controllers direct planes in and out of Newark Liberty International Airport. Democratic New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer proposed taking recruiting new air traffic controllers a step farther.
I'm calling on the FAA to establish a training program to safely and smartly fast-track combat controllers, or CCTs, from the military to become FAA certified air traffic controllers.
He also called on Congress to vote on the Trump administration's multi-billion dollar FAA overhaul plan by June 1st. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the White House is previewing President Trump's upcoming visit to the Middle East. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt today said Trump is going to reaffirm his commitment for a free and prosperous Middle East. He'll visit U.S. troops at the air base in Qatar. That's the largest U.S. military base in the region. And will also be in Saudi Arabia and get an update on the Israel-Gaza war ceasefire talks.
Yeah, there's some interesting characters up in the New York and New Jersey area I want to talk about. There's one particular, the Department of Justice has opened a criminal investigation into real estate transactions involving a New York attorney general. Tanya J. Powers has the story for us.
The case against New York Attorney General Letitia James centers around real estate transactions in Virginia and New York and accuses her of falsifying bank documents and property records to, quote, acquire government-backed assistance and more favorable loan terms. James, a Democrat whose office has sued President Trump and the Trump Organization, obtained a $450 million judgment against him last year for inflating or deflating the value of properties and other assets in order to get better insurance deals and loans. The president has accused her of bringing the case for political gain and to interfere with the 2024 election. James' attorney says the investigation is, quote, political retribution that Trump threatened to exact against his client. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And an American tourist is recovering after serious injuries at Rome's iconic Colosseum. The 47-year-old tried to climb a fence surrounding the nearly 2,000-year-old amphitheater last week when he fell and was impaled by the fence's sharp metal bars. Reports say he started screaming until he passed out. It took rescue workers around 20 minutes to remove the man from the fence before he underwent emergency surgery. Took 80 stitches to close the wound. If a fence is there, you probably shouldn't try to climb.
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to Rome and to the Colosseum or not. Very just kind of interesting because there's a wood layer in the center of the Colosseum where you would think it would be like an open field. But it's not. So anyway, I see their security system's working pretty good on that side. Trump administration's nuclear talks with Tehran are scheduled to resume this weekend in Oman. Gillian Turner, I guess it is, has this preview from Washington.
We're learning that Steve Witkoff, President Trump's special envoy, is going to, in fact, represent the U.S. at the coming negotiations with Iran that are going to take place over the weekend in Iran. The president's getting some important backing now from key Republicans up on Capitol Hill who are pushing for new legislation that would essentially require Iran to dismantle all of its uranium enrichment in order for these negotiations to continue. Senators Cotton and Graham want to codify U.S. military action should the Iranian regime renege on any of its commitments to President Trump.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. U.S. trade officials meeting with their Chinese counterparts to talk trade this weekend. President Trump confirming a 10% baseline tariffs on all countries are here to stay.
You are going to always have a baseline. I mean, there could be an exception at some point. We'll see. You know, somebody does something exceptional for us. That's always possible. But basically, you have a baseline of a minimum of 10%. And some of them will be much higher, 40%, 50%, 60%, as they've been doing to us over the years.
California Governor Gavin Newsom on Fox Business.
This notion that you can just arbitrarily across the board raise it here, emotionally raise it there, lower it emotionally, lower it here, this sends messages, mixed messages, that make investment almost impossible.
The U.S. has tariffs of at least 145% on Chinese imports right now. President Trump says there's 4 or 5 new trade deals coming soon and many others down the line. America's listening to Fox News.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
All right. Well, due to new scientific data, the U.S. Navy is pursuing another round of sampling private drinking water wells in designated areas around local military bases. It's part of the Navy's continuing effort to investigate and address health concerns and mitigate off-base PFAS contamination. Exposure to that could increase the risk of higher cholesterol levels, higher blood pressure in pregnant women, and some cancers. Captain Chandra Newman, commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, said that this process is about mitigating damage caused by DOD's use of PFAS.
Okay, we're going to talk about the second story. Before we talk about the second story, I'd just like to tell you, I just got word that there is power outages in the Gulf Breeze area this afternoon.
Ooh.
And so I just wanted to make you aware of that one. I don't have any really narrowed down neighborhoods or whatever, but I just want to let you know we are getting reports now from the Gulf Breeze area that there is power outages in that side of the area. Story number two we're following for you. The Pensacola City Council has adopted a Vision Zero policy. This is designed to eliminate all traffic deaths and severe injuries by 2035. Vision Zero takes the approach that every traffic fatality is a preventable death and that road design could play a role in preventing those deaths. Councilman Casey Jones said that since the plan was adopted, engineers and traffic planners have to figure in the Vision Zero program into their designs anytime the city does a road project.
In your third and final top story this afternoon, the future of the Bay Center will take center stage during next week's Board of County Commissioner meeting. Scambia commissioners are considering different options to upgrade the center at varying levels of cost. Mayor Reeves has offered to have the city pay for a district master plan. The commission is considering the idea of forming a subcommittee to oversee the planning process. Reeves said the county will discuss having a joint city council and county commission meeting on May 15th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Already 5:35, News Radio 92.3, Santa Rosa County Commissioners voting to extend the Rural Protection Zone. Commissioner Rhett Rowell.
It'll protect farmland. It'll protect farmland. We can act like it. There's a thousand different reasons why it may not. It does. It will protect the way of life. It'll encourage growth where it needs to occur along the roadways and in the crossroad communities. I'm not saying I'm against that. It'll allow this board to follow future land use and to point to that. And it'll encourage urban landfill and stop sprawl.
And Pensacola police say that there have been two jugging incidents reported this week at local banks. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says you should pay attention anytime you leave a bank, and if you believe someone is following you, just call 911. Wood added that investigators are still looking into how the suspects are finding their targets, but they could be watching from inside the bank or in the parking lot.
Okay, the city of Pensacola taking up a child care initiative. Mayor Reeves says the city is working to help parents with child care access issues.
What we all know is to advance this community the way we all want to see it. We have to improve outcomes in education, and we really want to take a big, hard emphasis on increasing child care access across the board at the city. So,
here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
All the way around to Perry, skates to stick. Here's McDavid, working past Eichel. McDavid, holds, drops the middle. Drysdale combined for the game winner. Edmonton wins it in overtime.
On ESPN, Leon Draisaitl scored for Edmonton at 15:20 of sudden death. The Oilers beat the Golden Knights in Game 2 in Las Vegas, 5-4. Edmonton leads the best-of-seven Western Conference semifinal. 2-0. The Golden Knights had scored at least 3 goals in 43 consecutive Stanley Cup playoff games. The streak ended last night, second longest such run in NHL history. Vegas, which has never been swept in a playoff series, is down 2-0, heading to Edmonton for Games 3 and 4. Three-time Stanley Cup winning coach with the Chicago Blackhawks, Joel Quenneville, returning to the NHL out of the league since 2021. Quenneville, the new head coach of the Anaheim Ducks. Sitting Ducks, the Golden State Warriors were, against the Timberwolves, playing without Steph Curry and his near 25 points per game average in these playoffs. Curry has a grade 1 strain of his hamstring, suffered in Game 1. He'll be out at least through Game 4. The Warriors lost Game 2 in Minneapolis last night by 24 points, 117-93. Julius Randle scored 24 points. Anthony Edwards and Nikhil Alexander-Walker each had 20 for Minnesota. Without Curry, the Warriors used 14 different players last night. Jimmy Butler led Golden State with 17 points. The series is tied 1-1, heading to San Francisco for the next 2 games. Tomorrow is Game 3. The Pacers host the Cavaliers in Game 3 tonight. Indiana leads 2-0. Nuggets home against the Thunder. Series tied 1-1. Baseball, Pittsburgh Pirates fired manager Derek Shelton. Pittsburgh 12-26, losers of 7 games in a row. Bench coach Don Kelly takes over as interim manager. Pirates host the Braves tonight. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Tampa Bay Buccaneers rookie Desmond Watson makes history as the heaviest player in the NFL. The defensive tackle is 6'6" and a whopping 464 pounds. Of course, he was a head turner at the University of Florida and when he was drafted, but he officially started his NFL journey recently with the Tampa Bay's three-day rookie minicamp getting started. He hopes to join the likes of other hefty NFL players like Aaron Gibson, Terrell Brown, and Nate Newton, who have all made their mark in the league.
That's a big guy.
Oh, he's huge.
I mean, absolutely.
Number 21 for the Gators, for those who need your memory jogged a bit.
All right. Wendy Enderle of Louisiana, a U.S. Masters swimmer, says she's requested an eligibility review for a competitor she's faced for years without knowing the athlete is actually transgender. Well, she said she didn't find out about the player's gender identity until 3 days after their most recent race. She says there needs to be a policy change.
Masters swimmers, we do not compete for prize money. We do not have sponsorships. We compete for the love of the sport, and we expect fair competition.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by Napa. The pros that know AC parts inside and out. The Oklahoma City Thunder choked away game one against the Denver Nuggets, but then bounced back in game two, beating Denver by 43 points to tie up the series at one apiece. Game three is tonight, and I can't wait to see which Thunder team shows up. I believe Oklahoma City is the best team remaining in the playoffs, and if they want to show they're ready to win a title this year, then they need to send a statement tonight beating the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic in Denver. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way, but ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the FDA is approving new food dyes after it announced last month it was working to phase out several synthetic colors. Jessica Rosenthal takes a dive into it.
Last month, the FDA said it was working to revoke authorization for citrus red number 2 and orange B, and that it was working with industry to phase out the use of six other synthetic petroleum-based dyes, including red dye 40. Now the FDA says they've approved three new colors, a blue color from an algae plant, a butterfly pea flower extract for brighter blues, purples, and some greens, and calcium phosphate for white. In January, the process began to phase out red dye 3 under the Biden administration. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry said in a statement, their expedited decision-making here underscores their intent to transition away from petroleum-based dyes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the FDA is approving the first at-home test to screen for cervical cancer. Traditional tests are done during a pelvic exam in the doctor's office, while the new teal wand test detects HPV using a vaginal swab. HPV, or human papillomavirus, or however you say it, is a sexually transmitted infection and the leading cause of cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is considered highly preventable thanks to screenings and the HPV vaccine.
Okay, questions are being raised about Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman's health after an article reporting that some of his current and former staffers concerned about him. Here's the latest from Fox.
Another story about Senator Fetterman and his mental health. And this time, this new report is detailing how the Pennsylvania Democrat apparently had a total meltdown at a meeting with a teachers union. So the AP's Mark Levy writes this. Before long, Fetterman began repeating himself, shouting and questioning, why everybody is mad at me, why does everyone hate me, and what did I ever do, slamming his hands on a desk. Right after, a bombshell New York Magazine piece came out claiming Fetterman was nearly struck by a car and was found wandering around the Capitol. Now, Fetterman checked himself into a hospital last year for depression.
And cancer rates appear to be increasing for those under the age of 50. Researchers at the National Institutes of Health found that from 2010 through 2019, 14 cancer types increased among people under age 50, including breast and colorectal cancer. The study appeared Thursday in the journal Cancer Discovery. Researchers did not give an explanation for the increase, but speculated that risk factors such as increasing obesity may have contributed in some cases.
Let me advance this story just a little bit further. The infant mortality rate in the U.S. fell last year, and Lisa Lucero has the information for us.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says, according to preliminary data, the number of infant deaths dropped to about 5.5 per 1,000 live births in 2024 from about 5.6 per 1,000 live births where it had been for the past 2 years. The U.S. infant mortality rate has been worse than other high-income countries, which experts have attributed to inadequate prenatal care, among other things. In 2023, federal health officials began recommending an RSV antibody shot for infants and a vaccine against the virus for women between 32 and 36 weeks of pregnancy. Dr. Amanda Williams, the interim chief medical officer for the March of Dimes, says that effort is probably one explanation for the improvement. Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together. And folks, slow it up. I'm looking out the window here. It is raining and lightning and thunder. Yeah. As I speak, the show is on. But folks, from the transition from the 110 north to Davis Highway,
yes,
it's a raceway.
Yeah.
Slow it up.
Well, luckily, Chris, I do have some good news. It looks like a lot of the areas where we were dealing with congestion has died down, so that means we're not seeing many backups. We did have one accident. This is on I-10. If you are traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River, so it's pretty far east, there was an accident there causing heavy congestion at this time. But if you're traveling over Escambia Bay, either on I-10 east or I-10 west, I've noticed there is some slight congestion reaching for a while. That means people are slowing down, being careful. Thank you for doing that. As for the weather, yeah, of course, it's very rainy. But 71 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Those chances are going to linger into your Saturday. Saturday and Sunday both going to be kind of damp, but not as bad. Highs are going to be just under 80, and lows are going to be in the high 60s.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Epic Games said today that it has submitted Fortnite to Apple's App Store the month after a judge ruled in favor of the game maker in a contempt ruling. Fortnite was booted from iPhones and Apple's App Store back in 2020 after Epic Games updated its software to link out to the company's website in order to avoid Apple's commissions. Last month's ruling said Apple was not allowed to charge a commission on link outs, paving the way for Fortnite's return. British Airways owner IAG today revealing its plans to buy more than 70 long-haul aircraft from Boeing and Airbus, sharing a major fleet expansion just one day after the U.S. and U.K. announced the trade deal. The plan delivers a total of 33 Airbus jets and 38 Boeing planes. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, with the Dow falling nearly 120 points and the Nasdaq gaining one. That's Your Money Now.
548, News Radio 92.3, and just kind of watching the rainfall this afternoon. Thanks for having us on. We do appreciate that. The weekend's here, almost. Go ahead and smile about that. Hope you have a nice one planned. Historically high gold prices have many jewelry collectors digging through those homes to find items to melt for cash. The rush is on. Max Gordon has more from Los Angeles.
Some gold collectors are in meltdown mode. The price of gold is up more than 40% over the last year, and that's leading some people to root around in their jewelry boxes and safes to sell whatever gold they might have. Here's Sebastian Hernandez of A&M Precious Metals, a smelter in LA's jewelry district that buys people's gold.
Every day we have more customers just coming in, selling their gold, raiding their cabinets and stuff like that, looking for jewelry.
A&M Precious Metals takes 1% of the transaction, so they say the increased volume is great for business. On a good day, they're buying over 400 ounces in gold. At 24 karat, that's over $1.2 million in precious metal. In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And President Trump giving Rolls-Royce a tariff break. Trump announced Thursday that he was reducing tariffs on luxury British car makers like Aston Martin, Range Rover, and Rolls-Royce from over 27% down to 10%. He said his reasoning was that Rolls-Royce was not going to be built in the U.S. and said, I wouldn't even ask them to do that. Trump added that he was keeping high tariffs on Mattel, which makes about 40% of its toys, including Barbie dolls, in China. The CEO of Mattel said recently that he didn't foresee moving his toy manufacturing to the United States.
Confrontations at the ticket counter. That's the headline today on this story. A heated exchange between Frontier Airlines reps and a father of three sparked outrage online. Ted Linder has the story.
The customer, who arrived 50 minutes before his flight at Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina, was denied check-in over a $25 late fee and claims the agents mocked and berated him when he protested. The confrontation captured on video has since gone viral.
You were about to let me check in, and you decided that you ain't going to let me check in.
Make me check you in.
You literally work for a company that I bought a plane ticket for.
The back and forth with the agents lasted for about 20 minutes before he decided to pay the fee. Frontier has responded, cutting ties with the third-party workers involved and confirming they're no longer representing the airline. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And Krispy Kreme pausing its nationwide donut rollout with McDonald's. The donut chain said it is reassessing its collaboration with McDonald's as the two companies work together to identify levers to improve sales. While the beginning phases were promising, sales fell below projections. However, Krispy Kreme CEO Josh Charlesworth says he remains confident in the long-term national opportunity.
Yeah, the operative word there is sales, because both are not cranking it out like they were years ago, so I'm sure they're reevaluating the bottom line. Looking to buy flowers for Mom. Don't forget Mother's Day is Sunday. They might cost a little bit more this year thanks to tariffs. Here's Kinsey Beach.
80% of roses are imported from Ecuador. Peonies are brought in from France.
Hundreds of thousands of stems make their way through wholesalers' doors this week alone. We Got Flowers is one of many buying and distributing to florists from Tucson to Flagstaff and everywhere in between. Growers to wholesalers, florists to consumers, it's going to cost a little bit more. So where can you save? Opting for a non-traditional flower like cactus and succulents, or finding greenery and filler flowers grown on the West Coast.
Alrighty, 551, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some frivolous notes for you. Pop culture headlines as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fish, Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
One time, he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip, he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pets Call Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's pop culture news.
5:53, News Radio 92.3. Of course, that was The Who. Austin was playing there. We're going to do a story about their farewell tour. That'll be coming up shortly.
Yeah, that was a Who song.
We mentioned just a few moments ago that Sunday is Mother's Day. Matt Murphy tells us about its origins.
Fox Facts.
This weekend, the U.S. honors moms on Mother's Day. And while we celebrate them with cards and flowers, the holiday originated in part from a mother's loss. In the 1850s, Anne Jarvis, who lost 7 of 11 children, started Mother's Work Days to teach women how to prevent disease with better hygiene and food prep. Germ theory wasn't widely known, and childhood death was common. During the Civil War, she organized mothers to care for wounded soldiers on both sides and pushed for cleaner conditions in crowded camps. After her death, her daughter Anna Jarvis picked up the cause, fighting for a national holiday to honor mothers. The first official celebration was on May 10, 1908 in Grafton, West Virginia. By 1914, it was nationwide. But Anna later protested how commercial it became, filing lawsuits, even getting arrested at a Mother's Day event. She got the holiday she wanted, just not the version she imagined. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Now, Chris, let me ask you. We were just talking about The Who because we got a story on them coming up. Yes, but that song that we played coming in from break was Pinball Wizard. That was the Elton John version. So I've got a question for you. Do you prefer The Who version? Or
absolutely.
The
Elton? Oh, no question.
Really? I'm an Elton John guy on that one, on Pinball Wizard.
I'm talking about the year was 1969.
Yes.
The album was called Who's Next. And
indeed.
Let me tell you, that album... across all lines of social demeanor at that, what was happening in the country at that time. I'd go for The Who. I'm not saying Elton's is any less, but The Who was The Who.
Well said. 5:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Final check for this hour. Of course, it's rainy. Stay safe out there. Let's see. Looking at the roads, it looks like you have, for the most part, we did have an accident report earlier on I-10. If you were traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River, that is causing a very heavy wave of congestion. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 68 tonight. These rainfall chances are going to bleed into your weekend. It's not going to be as rainy Saturday or Sunday, though. Not as it has been these past few hours. Saturday and Sunday's high are just under 80 with lows a little under 70.
Okay, if you don't mind, go ahead and rack 4425 for me as we're talking about The Who. Let's go ahead and do this. The Who announces their farewell tour. Michelle Pollino is back with the story.
The song is over.
Legendary rock band The Who will bid farewell with their aptly named The Song is Over North American Farewell Tour, kicking off August 16th in Florida. 81-year-old frontman Roger Daltrey, along with 79-year-old Pete Townsend, made the announcement Thursday, promising to deliver hits from their remarkable six-decade career. The tour will hit major cities, including New York, Toronto, Los Angeles, and Vancouver, before wrapping up September 28th in Las Vegas. The Who earned their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in 1990. The powerhouse duo has carried on despite the deaths of drummer Keith Moon in 1978 and bassist John Entwistle in 2002. Tickets go on sale next week. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
You know, Austin, and not many people realize this, but Pete Townsend is pretty much deaf.
Really?
He cannot hear a thing. And that's why they had problems doing the tour dates. So I'm just wondering how they get around this, but I'm sure glad they are, and I'd love to be able to catch one of their last shows. I caught them, I told you, back in the late 80s in Boulder at Folsom Stadium at the University of Colorado. Pretty good concert, actually. Okay, tickets for a much-anticipated stage adaptation of the film Purple Rain goes on sale today. Tanya J. Powers is back.
The stage musical based on Prince's legendary movie Purple Rain is getting its world premiere in October at the State Theater in Prince's hometown of Minneapolis. It's the first theatrical work authorized by the estate of Prince, who died in 2016. The film, released in 1984, is the story of an up-and-coming Minneapolis rock musician, and its 13 times platinum soundtrack album earned Prince Grammy and Academy Awards. The musical is being billed as pre-Broadway, and no casting announcements have been made. You can learn more and get tickets at PurpleRainBroadway.com. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, of course, we've heard a lot about you know, American Pope from South Side of Chicago. I believe it's South Side.
It is, and he was a Cubs fan. And if you live in the South Side, you're a White Sox fan. I think it was
His brother that said he's not a Cubs fan. What are you talking about? And it's like, okay, whatever. Bottom line is he's from Chicago. That's all you need to know here. Yeah, okay. A new sandwich in honor of Pope Leo XIV is being offered by an iconic Chicago restaurant chain. The Windy City's beloved Portillo's, whatever, is launching a limited time menu item called the Leo that they say will sure spark some culinary devotion. The Italian beef sandwich, available through May, is dipped in gravy and topped with sweet or hot peppers. I'm not in Chicago, but that sounds like it's worth the trip.
Oh, my goodness. Food this time of night. How dare you? don't forget, Yancey Spencer III Memorial Surf Contest gets underway tomorrow at the Pensacola Beach Pier. We'll watch this one for you. Like everything surf-related, it is weather-dependent. Backup date. Might want to hold this one in your back pocket. May 17th. So we'll have to check it out for you. Also, if you want to make a financial investment in your future tonight, Mega Millions, $100 million, $45.3 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. Coming up in 12 more sports and news on News Radio 92.3. Hey, thanks for having us on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.